Sure.
Okay, here we go. We are. Yeah, okay, we're continuing the Rambam Hilchas Psulim Mikdashim Per Gimel Halacha Vav, Chapter 3, Law 6. Chapter 3, Law 6. Okay, we're talking about this very famous rule. I don't want to because I'm going to run out of battery.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, if I'm once I it has to last all the way till tomorrow 11:30, so that's why.
You can't charge it?
You're not allowed to?
I don't have a charger here with me. Anyway, so we had this exceptional rule that if something is meant to be consumed on the Mizbeach, even if you bring it a bit prematurely, once it goes up, it does not go down. That was the main thing we said. But specific things that will be burnt. We will get to some things that aren't, you know, won't get burnt, and then they will go down. For example, we said if the animal comes up alive, right, you take him down because you can't burn it while it's alive. We also talked about the kometz that was not sanctified in a kli shores or other isurei mizbeach. They go down because they were never worthy. So we move down to halacha vav, similar ideas. What about an animal, perfectly good kachim, but you shechted it at night? Bad move.
Don't do that.
Oh, nishbach dama, or the blood got spilled. Oh, sheyotza, or the blood was taken out outside the azara before it got sprinkled. All right. These are all things that invalidate the korban right from the get-go. So, also, if you bring it up, it ain't ever going to burn. So, Tered, you got to take it down. Now, the next halacha Zion is going to be very interesting. And when we finish Zion, you're going to ask me, well, how was Vav different? And I'll give you an answer. But just keep that in mind. Okay? But we're going to see many, many things, even though they become invalidated, they're okay. And the main idea, even though I just told you the opposite,
okay.
So just hold the thought.
We're going to hold it.
Hold the
We're
question. Hold is that as long as the animal came in and he's in the sanctuary and everything was fine for a certain amount of time, even though it got messed up, but if it got messed up in the sanctuary, since in theory it could have been brought up to the Mizbeach, had nothing gone wrong with it, then if you did bring it up, you keep it up. And we're going
to
explain.
There's bidi evid that you're not supposed to be.
You shouldn't have brought it up. But if you did bring it up, you keep it up and it'll get burnt up there too. Let's see. Zion. Avol, but kachim shelanu. Let's add kachim and it stayed overnight.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, shelanu. Kigon. What's example? Not O. Take out the word O, but put down kigon. So kachim has stayed overnight. Kigon, for example. Shalon Hadam, you had blood that was in the bowl, and it stayed overnight. O HaBasar, or the meat of an Ola that stayed overnight.
So
good. O HaEmorim, or the body parts that should be burnt, but they stayed overnight, and they become pasul when the sun comes up, or let's say even some of the, okay. Vizevach sheyotza chutz azor, or let's say a korban that was in the azor but then went out of the azora. O shenitmor became tamei. O shenifsal became pasul with any one of the pigul thoughts. B'machsheves hazman, where you had the thought of doing something at the wrong time with it later on. O b'machsheves makom, you're going to think you do something in the wrong place later on, even though you didn't, but you had a wrong thought. O b'machsheves shir, you got a thought you're going to do the service differently. Let's say to shecht it for a different korban or something was your machshava. O shekiblu hatmeim v'zorgasam, or let's say a tamei kohen received the blood. That's not good. And even sprinkle the blood, even though that's not good. But remember, it's theoretically they could have done it good if everybody was tamei, then it could have been a good avodah. That's more, Rama puts now in parenthetically, hol ureuyim b'avodas korban habobatuma, since a tamei person could theoretically bring a korban if everybody was tamei. And also, next case, v'shenitan dama chusam koma, or let's say you put the blood in the wrong place, o kachik adashim shnishchu darom, or you shechted kachik adashim in the south and not in the north, o shiskabul dama darom, you received the blood in the south and not in the north. All these korbanos are posel, 100% posel. But guess what? Imalu, but if you brought them up to the mizbeach, let's say the fats or the flesh or things like that, the fats or the flesh of the korban, You're not going to take other things there, but we're saying things that went wrong with the korban. Let's say the blood spilled, whatever. You're not going to bring the blood up to the mizbeach. But any one of these invalidations, well, what about the meat of the behemoth, which normally should be burnt on the mizbeach? But now that it's invalid, nothing can be burnt. What if he brought it up anyway? Imol respech lo yeredu. You don't take it down.
Oh, because it was good at some point.
It could have, when it went in the Azara, the animal, in the Azara, at that point, could be brought as a korban.
How is this different than Vav?
That's right. How is that different
than Vav? Wow, what a profound
question. That's an amazing question. That's an amazing, question. But first you have to get to the why. Why are all these good? Ches, it's a continuation, because kol shepisulo bakodesh, anything that begins puzzle after it enters the Azara, or after it got slaughtered in the Azara, HaKodesh Mekablo, the sanctity receives it. And that's the rule, that if the sanctity has received it, as it were, you bring it up to the Mizbeach, it stays. Now, my commentary says, but we see from various psukim, where it says zos and other things, that those first three cases involve our exceptions to the rule. As I learned from Amiyot, the pasuk seems to indicate that anything that comes in, if it is brought, it's really sourced in a remes from a pasuk. It says kol nogea b'mizbech yikadesh. Anything that could theoretically touch the mizbech will become holy. But then there's an extra word zos, hi ha'olah, which comes to exclude, and the Gemara says it includes the first three cases. I don't know why, but they're excluded. Okay, so I don't have the best answer you'd like, but it's excluded. But the general rule is that if it comes in okay, unless of the unique exclusions, they shouldn't be brought up, but if you do bring them up, they don't go down. Okay, and now, similarly, ukashem shim olan, just like we said, if you brought it up, lo yere, don't take it down. But what if you did take it down? You already did a second mistake. You weren't supposed to bring it up. But now that you brought it up, keep it up. But you know what you did? You went and took it down. Now what do you do? What would you say?
Leave it down.
Good. But if you took it down, then lo yal, don't bring it up, because you weren't supposed to bring it up to begin with. But if you left it up there, then you could have. But don't bring it a second time. Lo yal shnia, a second time. Because they're puzzling. You weren't supposed to bring it up the first time. So it's like a double mistake over there. Okay, now an interesting halacha and test. Let's say you brought this thing you shouldn't have brought, right? And now you toss it into the fire, okay? And the fire has caught on to the majority of it, but it hasn't totally burnt yet, okay? Now, what if this is going to tell you, let's say the next morning, right? You have no sir, right? Anything that's left over, right, shouldn't be left over. It's got to be burnt that night. Yep. Remember we learned long ago when we start the oral korban oil, what's the very, very beginning of the service? You want to arrange the wood and everything. Yeah. But what happens to a piece of meat that didn't get consumed? Let's say it popped off of the fire.
Put it to the side.
Well, isn't that no sore?
Yeah.
Sort of is, right? But doesn't matter. Once it was up there, it don't go down. And that's what he's saying. And let's say most of it was consumed. Mm-hmm. So then even if, let's say, some popped off, it's like it was already up there.
Even though it's separated.
That's right. But that's what Halacha Tess is saying. If the fire really caught a hold of the majority of the things, okay, afal pi shorter, even though the meat went down, I would assume it just like popped off. You normally wouldn't put your hand in the fire and take it down. Then we say, Yalu, you bring it back up because it's like considered with the rest of the thing. You understand? It's not like you just took a whole piece and took it down. It was there. It was catching on fire. Everything's amazing. But it just popped off. So it really gets connected back to the source, as it were. And Yalu Shnei, then you'd bring it up a second time. V'yasha Maktar, so you can finish bringing it. And that is the source why when you come the next morning, you see pieces scattered all around. You can put them back. Why should you put them back?
They had to be connected.
Well, obviously it was, because anything that was on the ground, it was everything was on the altar. It was on the fire. When they went to sleep for the night, it was on the fire.
Isn't there people that come through the night that put the stuff back on?
I don't know. I don't. Could be, but whatever.
Yes, they missed that because they burned the whole night.
Okay, but you know, could be the middle of the night and it's dark. Maybe you didn't see a piece fall off. I don't know, but that's and maybe you know a little lazy or overlooked something. Could be.
But those are Kohanim.
Okay. Anyway, listen. With all the Kohanim, look at all the halachas they need in case they make mistakes. They're human. Similarly, halacha yud. What about a komates shinis bagel? You had the komates, all right? Now the komates, when we take the komates, that's sort of equal to shchita for the mincha. But then nisbagel, you had that bad thought at the time of the kmitza. At the time of the kmitza, you figured you were going to do something in a way you shouldn't have done it. And now umitzasa baretz, and some of it's still on the ground, but umitzasa, but part of the komates, you brought it up and put it on the fire. And mashallah, and the fire now caught on to the part you brought up, but part of it you left down. Guess what? No. Once you already brought up part of a komates, then yala kula, then bring the whole thing up anyway, even if you never brought it up at all, because the whole komates is considered one thing. So once you've brought up part of it, the other thing kind of gets...
So it's like the animal, even though it's not really connected like an animal.
Right. It's like the piece that popped off. We kind of make that similar to that.
How do you only bring a piece of the comments?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Well, it's puzzle. Avi, you have to do it all again. All these things are puzzle. You got to do it all over. But what do we do with this right now? Okay, next. Yud Aleph. Avorim. Limbs of an ola. The chalavim and fats of all korbanos. So we're talking about things that are all meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. Ukmatzim and the komates that's separated. All these things, they're all meant to be burnt completely on the mizbeach. But what happened to them? Shalonu berosho shel hamizbeach. They stayed overnight at the top of the mizbeach. So what's their status? Ki'ilu lonu bazor. It's like it stayed overnight on the Azora, and therefore would be pasul as nosor, as staying overnight. But fine, and therefore, but if it's up there, you'd still burn it. But vim yordu, this is things that haven't burnt at all, haven't burnt at all. You didn't do any burning, it's just you brought it up there, but nothing happened to it, okay? So he's just saying, even though it's on the Mizbeach, but if you didn't do anything to it, it's the same law as it was on the Azora, and therefore it's up there. It's up there, so you could, once it's up there, the next morning you'll put it in the fire. But what if im yordu? But what if you took it down? Then loyal, don't bring it up. Avol lo yordu, they didn't bring him down, then maktir nosol. You can always burn it, same as the other halachas, because it's not worse than if was over, if got popped off the fire and it was on the ground, and now you put, can put it up. Certainly if it never got off of the altar. So the chiddush is, even though you didn't burn at all, but once it's on top of the altar, that's fine. You did not bring it down.
You say you can burn it. Is it you should burn it?
You should burn it because it's up there. It's up there. Once remember, once it's up,
don't bring it down.
Does not go down, right. Unless it's those three exceptions.
Yeah, but you've
so,
it.
So this was up. Now if you went and brought it down, well, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. Okay. All right. Yud Beis. Interesting factoid. The avira mizbeach. What about the airspace over the mizbeach?
Right.
Let's say Kohen was just holding it all night long, or you suspended it on something. The airspace over the mizbeach, kamizbeach, is has the same halachic status of the mizbeach. There was a shah in the Gemara. He said the Gemara's case: a guy stood on the mizbeach and had his hand holding the kachim psulim. So clearly, more than answers, no, the air of the Mizbeach is like being on the Mizbeach. So it's so therefore, you would not take it down. You might think, well, it never really was on the Mizbeach. I never brought on the Mizbeach. It was always up in the air. No, up in the air is considered on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Ve'emure kachim kalim shehelim kodim zrikas. And what about the emurim of kachik kalim, of shlomim, that you're really not supposed to bring up until you first sprinkle the blood? And once you sprinkle the blood, then you could bring the Amurim up there. But what did he do? He brought the Kachik Kalim up before he sprinkled the blood, which is, because really it's the sprinkling that establishes the Kedusha for these fats and allows you to burn them. And before them, it's puzzle for that. So if you brought it up too early, still, lo yeredu. You don't take it down. Why? Because sherei nasa lachzom bech, because it's going to be made as the bread, so to speak, of the Mizbeach. This is the main rule. First time he's really spelled it out clearly, because it's meant to be burnt. even though you brought it up early, and because of that you invalidated it, but since it's meant to be burnt, it will be burnt eventually, because you've left it up there, we don't take it down. Yud Gimel is a fascinating halacha. Let's say you have to bring a Korban Ashram. Korban Ashram is for various guilt offering is done. You only have to bring one Korban. You don't have to separate one Korban. Let's say the guy's like overly cautious. I'm going to separate two animals for the Ashram. You know why? In case I lose one. In other words, let's say he's in Yerushalayim. He's going to, he knows, let's say he's in Yerushalayim. He wants to spend all his money. Right? So he's going to spend all his money. And let's say the last thing he's going to do is bring the Ashram. So he doesn't want to just spend all his money and leave one Ashram. What if something happens to the Ashram? That's something you'd think about, Paul. You know, what if something didn't turn out? So let's be careful. I'm just going to allocate. I'm going to separate two ashrams. And then if the first one works.
Paul,
if
the double the money. I'm just
But if the first one works, for some works, then I'll give the second as a gift to the temple. I can always give a gift to the temple. I just separate. I'll redeem it. You know, and whatever. And we'll give the money to the temple. So we want to play it safe. But then he did more than play it safe, unfortunately. He separates two animals to be a korban asham. Lachrayis. Lachrayis means to take responsibility. In case one gets lost, the other one's there and ready to go.
Okay.
Or let's say, and the first one, he just about brought it, and you know, he heard rumors that all the korban are a little bit lax this year. And we're at a high number of puzzle korbanos.
Come on.
Oh man, I don't have time for this. I'm just separating two korbanos in case one gets puzzled, the other one's ready to go. Okay, but what did he do? Maybe he wasn't careful, wasn't observing so much, and the Kohanim see two animals. They think it's two separate guilt offerings. Who knows what? Maybe he did two Averis. They got it all mixed up. And Veshachad Hashnem, they shechted both of them.
Oh, no.
And they shechted both of them as a guilt offering for Paul. Okay? Now, so far, nothing so bad yet. So far, nothing so bad yet. Just take one and finish off the process for your Rasha. That's all. And the other one, like, we won't have to worry about it. You can still, nothing's wrong. We shechted both as an ashram. No problem. Just stick with one now. Okay, you've lost kind of, you're not going to be able to redeem it, so to speak, but you're so far so good. But now he really messes it up.
No.
If it cut him, what does he do? Behelam, now what's supposed to be the next bet after Shechita? Supposed to be Kabbalah Saddam.
Take the blood
and then Zrika.
Please.
And then after Zrika, then you burn the stuff on top.
Yeah.
So what does he do? Before any Zrika, he shechted both, and one of them, he brings the fats up to the altar.
Oh.
That's already no good. But it could still be fixed, right? It could still possibly be fixed.
You know, tell him something.
But how about the other one? Well, but the other one, what he does is, so v'hela emurim shel echven, Kodem Zrika, before there was any Zrika at all, and then what does he do? He does the Zrika on the second animal and not on the first animal. Okay, now that's going to be a problem. Hare Elu Yeredu. So now, if you put them both up, you got to take them both down because you did the wrong thing for each one. So you didn't do anything right with the other ones, and therefore they totally are not proper because they never really were complete. If you had one on the line and you messed it, that's okay.
This wasn't my idea.
But now you did nishta here, so you are out of luck with that. Okay, now. Now, really, the Rambam gives you a very good golden rule to demarcate where we say the rule. If it goes up, it stays. If it goes up, it doesn't stay. In another aspect, Hazevach Apostle. Okay, if a Zevach, that's a Korban, becomes Apostle, Veha Nesachim Hapsulim, and also Nesachim that become Apostle.
So
that's the libation that you also bring with the Korbanos.
The
okay, they're both Apostle. Now, you're not supposed to bring either one up to the Mizbeach, right?
So you did.
You brought them both. Now, let's think for a minute. What's the rule so far we know?
If it's brought up,
keep it up there.
Yeah,
why? Because if it's destined to have been burnt, so okay. So it's still going to be destined to be burnt, but it's possible that's being burnt.
Yeah.
Can we say that by Nesachim?
No.
Why can't you say it by Nesachim?
Not destined to be burnt.
Because Nesachim never get burnt. They just get poured down the drain.
Poured down the drain.
So we have no burning that ever happens with the Nesachim. So now the Rambam shows you the difference. Hazevach, the limbs and the fats of the korban that you weren't supposed to bring up, that you brought up, Lord, you don't bring it down, Kamosher, as we explained. Why? Mipnei shuroi le'ish, because it was always fit to be burnt. So now that it's up, so let's just burn it. Although the korban won't be valid, but at least you will burn it. Bahanasachim, the libations that are not worthy to be burnt, Yeredu, you bring down, because the whole leniency or the halacha, once it's up, you keep, because it's eventually meant to be burnt, but it's not meant to be burnt. Similar, remember we said, can a person just donate wine as a libation its own? We said you could. So the same thing. If you just bring a libation by itself as its own gift, shenifso became possible. For all you bring it up, certainly Yeredu, you bring it down as well. Tesvav. Now, here's an interesting halach here. Oaf, a bird. Now, what do you know about a bird? It gets malika. Mm-hmm. And who does the malika?
A kohen.
Okay, supposed to be the kohen. What if a zor does the malika?
That's no good.
So, ov shemalaka zor. Okay, a zor did the malika. Va'ola and brought it up. Lo yeraid. You don't bring it down. My camera says, because malika is kshera with a zor with a bama. That's the thing.
Bama.
You can't do malika. A zor cannot do malika in the Beis HaMikdash. Cannot. However, remember we keep saying, remember the theoretical thing? Remember we say if the Kohen's tamei and does it? Well, since theoretically, if everybody's tamei, so is there ever a possibility that a zor could do malika on a bird?
Yes.
Yes.
If we had a bama.
When there was a certain time when bamos, private altars were permitted before we built the Mishkan and Shiloh or after it was destroyed. There was a certain time where a Zor could build his Bama, bring his own Korbanos, and could even do Malika with a bird.
Yeah.
There was only during that time. So even though now you can't, but since there's theoretically a time where he could have done it, so he's sort of in the game, sort of. Just like we said with a Kohen, when he's Tomei and he does it, certainly not good, but if everybody be Tomei, he could have done it. So theoretically, if there was no Beis HaMikdash, theoretically could be fine. So therefore, he doesn't go down, because there's some extenuating...
Still no good.
It's still no good, but if he brought it up, keep it up. The komets hamincha shekam to zor. What about a zor does the kmitza? The olim brings it up. Here it's yay raid. Here it's down. Interesting. Even though, come and just say, kmitza by a bama would have been okay.
Yeah, it would have been.
But the difference is it's not the same as malika, because kmitza has to be in a klishores, and there were no klishores in the times of the bamos. So therefore, there's no way he could have ever done it in a proper way, even with a bummer, without klishores. And now we have a klishores, so it's not allowed. Valfal pish is that puzzle, is that puzzle. Even though they're both puzzle, but the difference is zeh, the one of the mincha, is kilo and skashka. It's like it wasn't sanctified at all, because it didn't go into a klishores. Ve'echad has, okay, that's the difference. Ve'echad azor, ve'echad shar psulim. And the same thing we say about azor would be the same halachas with other psulim, of a kohen of that's non-valid besides tumah. Any other psulim, we'd say the same halacha, the same invalidations of the malika or the kmitza, same halacha.
Wouldn't you need a klisharis for a regular shechting an animal on a bama?
No. For mincha, the mincha has to go in the klisharis. It's not the klisharis, it's nothing.
Blood, you can do it in anything.
We're talking about shechita, that's before the klisharis. Shechita alone. Shechita alone does not need a klisharis. No klisharis.
No, but they...
He's talking about...
That's afterwards. We're just talking about the shechita. The shechita, once you do the shechita, that's it. You already did something. So now it's possible. It's shaykh to the thing. But if you took a komets and didn't put a klisharis, it's like absolutely nothing happened. All right? That, the klisharis, the kmitza, and putting it in the klisharis is an integral part. It's not even the step of the bowl in comparison. Now, Tessain gives you a brief summary of everything that we have learned until now. The elo... And these are the following, imyalu, if you bring them up, yay, ray, do. It's a summary of what goes down. Kol she'ena royali ishim, number one, something that's not fit to be burnt, like the nesachim and things like that. If you bring it up, you bring it down. Bisar kotche kadoshim, okay, one second. These all going to go down now. Okay, Basar of Kachek Kadoshim, which Kohanim eat. We're excluding an Ola here. Ubasar Kachim Kalim, and the meat of Kachim Kalim to the Balmi. Here's the point. These are things that are not meant to be burnt on the Mizbech. Remember, any only thing that's meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So an Ola, for example, it's all burnt on the Mizbeach.
That's not a question.
But now, kachim, which the Kohanim eat, let's say chattis. The part of the chattis that the Kohanim eat is never to be burnt.
Right.
So what if you brought that part up on the Mizbeach?
Take it down.
Then you got to take it down. Remember, only what is ultimately supposed to be burnt had everything gone right. So the same thing, kachay kalim, the meat of kachay kalim, where the majority, the vast majority of all meat goes to the Baal. It's not meant to be burnt. So that also will have to go down. Mosar ha-omer, let's say the omer offering that was brought on the 16th of Nisan, the leftover of the omer was supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim.
Right.
So you bring that up, it goes down. Ushari menachas, and any leftover mincha after the kometz was taken, the leftover part the Kohanim are meant to eat. Ushtei alechem, the two breads on Shavuos are meant to be eaten Kohanim entirely. Lechem upon him, the 12 shol breads.
Kohanim eat them.
You bring them up on the Mizbeach, no, it's never supposed to be burnt at all.
Yeah.
The Haktoris, this is interesting, the Haktoris, even the Haktoris is meant to be burnt, but only on the inner Mizbeach, not on the outer Mizbeach. Vitzemer, okay, now this you have to all, from now on till the end has to be read together. So you have to only understand it until you get to the end. This next category, Tzemer Shabarashik Fasim, the wool that's on the head of the sheep. Okay, now we're talking, all these cases are where they're not connected to the body of the sheep. Okay, if it's connected to the body of the sheep, it goes with the head or the body. And then it wood goes up, it stays up. But if it's separate, let's say after it got shechted, it got shorn off from it, let's say. So it's not that's not meant to be burnt. We only burn if it's connected to the main part of the body. So if you got the wool from the heads of the sheep, fiseir or the beards, shibiskana tyoshim of the goat's beards, as it were, vaatzomos and the bones, vahagidim and the sinews, vakarnaim and the horns, vatlofim and the hoofs, all of this, bisman shemakom, when they're not connected to the main meat of the animal, then in all these cases, halacha, if you brought them up, yeredu, you take them down. Let's just do one more, and that finishes this little topic here. Yud Zion, similar. Now, an interesting thing: a komates, right? So let's say bones do not go onto the mizbech, right? So let's say you did the following: you made a mincha. So you have a mincha; it's got flour and oil. Now, that has been sanctified and everything is supposed to go on the Mizbeach and get burned. Now, let's say for some reason your dough fell on a separate piece of bone.
Mm.
And the bone's not supposed to go on the altar.
No.
But what happens is some of the oil from the dough seeps into the bone. Now, that oil is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, but that bone's not. What are we going to do? So, komets shemitza shamno, a komets that the oil, so to speak, got squeezed out of the komets, alo etzem, now goes into a bone that's been separated from the animal that's not meant to be burnt. Ve'yorad, and now he guy brought the bone up, okay, which we're not sure what he should have done. And then, ve'yorad ha'etzem, then he took it down. So now what do we do? Yachziro, bring it back up. Right? Shadavar safek, because this whole thing is a safek. Shema chibure onkol, maybe things connected with an ola, things that are connected with things that go up, also go up with them. Since it's connected with the oil, it should go up with the oil. Haim chashuvim they're considered or not. So really not sure. So really, you could, certainly, you should bring it up, because it's a shiloh. And therefore, if the guy took it down, you bring it back up. We finished this section. Tomorrow, we're going to now discuss the Mizbeach HaPenimi. Just like we said, the outer altar has a certain rule that if you bring it up, it stays. What's going to be the law with the inner altar? We'll find different halachas regarding that.